After a memo showing no additional tax revenue would be expected to fill state coffers, Wisconsin Republicans may resort to an accounting move to fill a $127 million proposed cuts to public schools, K through 12 education. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. In our state capitol report this hour, we will welcome in WPR state government reporter Sean Johnson to discuss this issue and many others involving the state budget. And we will welcome your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. A little bit later in our state capitol report, we will welcome in two lawmakers. The vice chair of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, Republican State Representative Dale Coinga, will join us at 7:30, and the Assembly's minority leader, Democratic State Representative Peter Barca, will join us at 7:45. Let's welcome Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter. And Sean, it's a busy time at the state capitol.
It is. Once they start voting on the budget, especially when they want to basically finish the votes in joint finance by the end of May, it gets pretty busy. And so you throw in some floor sessions in there in between, and it's going to be a busy week.
Yeah. So bring us up to speed on these revenue estimates. We were collectively as a state hoping that there was going to be more tax revenue coming in that might offset some budget cuts, but apparently that is not the case.
Yeah, we've been looking forward to these revenue estimates for a long time, and the hope was, especially the hope that was presented by majority Republicans, is that they were going to be better than the Fiscal Bureau had predicted back in January, that the economy would grow by more than the Fiscal Bureau initially predicted.
And it is not growing. Therefore, there's not a pot of money to use for offsetting cuts.
So, I mean, the economy is still growing, but it is not going to grow by any more than the Fiscal Bureau initially said. So, the Fiscal Bureau projected 3.7% growth for this fiscal year. It's coming in a little bit below that, so basically about the same. And then they didn't change their predictions for economic growth in the next budget. So even with that level of economic growth, state doesn't have enough money. And so all those cuts that the governor presented in his initial budget, those are still out there. There's no easy fix to those. There's no, to use the term the Democrats threw out, their pot of gold to kind of take care of these problems. It means Republicans are going to have to go to Plan B, basically, and find GPR or state tax revenue elsewhere.
One of the areas that Republicans said they wanted to address first, anyway, was to offset the cut to K through 12 education, that $127 million cut to public schools. Now there's some sort of accounting gimmick that might be used to at least make up for that cut?
Well, they want to find money to deal with the cut. They need about $127 million, roughly, if they just want to bring schools up to the level that they're at in this budget. And in that first year of the biennium is where they need to do this. So how do you do that? I mean, you don't have money. They're already cutting the UW pretty deep. They're cutting, some other agencies. You can do it by cutting deeper. And, maybe they will. They've kind of been nipping and tucking as they take the budget up bit by bit. And so they can get some money that way. You could do it by raising taxes. They haven't shown any willingness to do that, although they have raised fees. So what's another option? Get creative, basically. And what the governor did in his budget is he made two payments to this school levy tax credit in the second year of his budget. They're going to kick one of those off into the next budget, the one that's we're not even considering right now, but be in 2017. July of 2017, the budget that begins that year. They're going to push that payment off and say, we'll make that then. There you go. There's $106 million right there. So they've got that. And then they've got to find a way to get creative and kind of move it back into the first year, this biennium. They can possibly do that by just changing the date of when they make a school aid payment from July to June. Might be just a matter of a few days, but it's enough to bring that money out of a fiscal year in which the state has money and you know, into a year in which it doesn't. So we don't know exactly what they're going to do yet, but I think they're given every indication that they're going to go with that school levy tax credit to find some of the money.
So does do the new revenue estimates mean that that $300 million cut to the UW system is a sure thing now?
The message that Republicans wanted to drill home when these revenue estimates came out is that we're going to protect K-12 education. They said no such thing about the UW. So I think in Scott Fitzgerald's words, he's the Republican leader of the state Senate, he says it's going to be a lot harder to find that money. He said he didn't personally want to slam the door on that, but Republicans are saying pretty consistently, K-12 education is what we want to fill. Not so sure about the UW. I mean, $300 million is a big cut. $150 million per year,
and so
they're going to take a cut. I think you can be certain that they're going to take a cut, and I think your best guess would be that they're going to take most of it, but we'll see.
And they're going to take most of it, presumably, without more autonomy. That public authority idea is dead.
Yes, that much we know. Last week, the co-chairs of the legislature's budget committee had a little briefing before they started voting on the budget, and both said this idea is done. It's not a bad idea. It's something we should consider in the future, but we need more time to consider it, and we're not going to do it this session. Essentially, that means they didn't have the votes for it, and so when you have both co-chairs come out, hold a meeting for the express purpose of saying this idea is dead, I think you can consider it dead. So the governor's entire UW budget was sort of framed as, well, I'm giving them this cut, but I'm also giving them this freedom to deal with it. That freedom portion is now out of the budget. The cut remains. We'll see how big that cut is by the time we're all done here.
I'm Joy Cardine. Sean Johnson and I are both employees of the University of Wisconsin Extension, so cuts to the University of Wisconsin system affect us and Wisconsin Public Radio. And speaking of Wisconsin Public Radio and public broadcasting, Sean, this week Joint Finance Committee takes up the proposed cuts to public broadcasting?
They do. I mean, they've got a lengthy agenda this week. Just look tomorrow. They're taking up Office of State Employment Relations, Health Services, DATCAP, Environmental Improvement. They're also taking up the Educational Communications Board, which is one of the ways in which public broadcasting gets its funding. And it sees a sizable cut to its funding in the governor's budget. So you'll have a decent idea after tomorrow what's going to happen with that cut. I mean, the budget always has to go through the full assembly and the full Senate afterward, but this is a pretty important step here, and we'll see what the Finance Committee says.
And I'll ask our state lawmakers when we bring them on a little bit later. Another area that state lawmakers wanted to make sure was properly funded, transportation. What's the latest on the transportation budget, Sean?
Yeah, there was, again, some hope that revenue estimates in the general fund, which gets money from state income tax, state sales tax, other sources, that they would be good enough that they could use maybe some of that money to reduce the borrowing in the transportation fund, which gets its money from other sources, gas tax, vehicle registration fee. So there's no extra money to be found in the general fund. And so that leaves you with this transportation fund where the governor has proposed borrowing $1.3 billion to pay for roads. Republicans have attacked this, said it's a non-starter. Democrats have said this is irresponsible. You basically have unanimity in the legislature that borrowing $1.3 billion to pay for roads is not a good idea. And so you heard something last week. The two Republican leaders of the state legislature, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald, both floated the idea that instead of borrowing all of that, we could raise the vehicle registration fee, and here's Voss and Fitzgerald.
We'd like to actually raise some revenues, look at registration fees, some things that would be a very reasonable increase to buy down debt.
Yeah, I think registration fee is something that people still look at and say, we're at $75 right now in a car, and And if there was some type of increase, that might be palatable, I think, to the Finance Committee.
Okay, so what did Governor Walker have to say about that? He basically shot it down the next day.
If it's a vehicle registration fee, you have no choice. If you want to drive, you have to pay it. And to me, if you don't have a choice, it's a tax. And so unless it's offset somewhere else, which I don't see any realistic path to that, to me, I think adding new revenues, whether it's in a gas tax or a vehicle registration fee, goes at odds with what I said during the campaign.
So 15 seconds, looks like we're going to borrow $1.3 billion for transportation.
If the governor means what he says there, they're either going to have to borrow to fund it or they're going to have to cut from the roads budget, was a possibility.
We'll continue our state capital report and budget items after we check the latest news. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine talking to WPR state government reporter Sean Johnson about the very latest in state politics and state budget developments, and welcoming your thoughts and questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Maybe we should just kind of clip through as many other developments in the state budget as happened last week, Sean. There will be no more state taxpayer dollars for state parks, and user fees are going up, according to the Joint Finance Committee action last week.
Yes, and I mean, they're basically going along with Governor Walker's sentiment, which is that he wants to try to make the parks self-sustaining. He proposed zeroing out GPR or state tax funding to the parks, and the Finance Committee went along with that part of it. So that that part of their budget, which used to be a much bigger part of their budget, is now gone. So to make that up, the governor proposed raising a variety of user fees, admission to parks, trail fees, camping fees. The Finance Committee went along with those and actually increased some of them. Actually, the way that they did it for camping campsites was that they had higher fees for campsites with more demand. So that makes up some of the money, but the analysts at the Legislative Fiscal Bureau said that if you look around the country, that other park systems have not been able to be self-sustaining, that even in states where they have corporate naming rights, for example, which we're not doing in this budget but could do in future budgets, those states that have done that, corporate naming rights for parks, still receive state funding as part of their budget, but they won't in Wisconsin under the governor's budget.
And JFC cut recycling programs.
They did. In the first year of this upcoming two-year budget, they cut it by about $4 million. Just kind of a quick recap. Republicans said this is going to make sure that the fund is solvent and going forward, we'll still be able to have these recycling grants, which are popular. Democrats basically said, who is talking about cutting recycling? Who thinks this is a good idea? We can do this in other ways, but you know, Democrats have no power on the budget committee at this point.
And why did Joint Finance Committee take the power for Dane County alone to make water quality decisions?
This is why Joint Finance is always worth watching, because they basically make law on the fly. This is something that was introduced and about an hour later voted on. No public hearing. Nobody really saw it coming. And it says that Dane County will no longer have the power to make its own water quality planning decisions, that will fall to the DNR, which will be prohibited, by the way, from consulting with Dane County when it makes those decisions. This is something that the Republican sponsor of the motion, Howard Markline, said was done at the suggestion of developers who feel like that uncertainty waiting for decisions from Dane County is bad for economic development. Time is money, is essentially what Howard Markline said. Democrats said it's an assault on local control.
Talking about the developments when it comes to, crime and justice issues, they cut money for OWI prevention. They added money for DA and public defender raises, approved money for 35 new public defender positions, and they did approve money for the police investigation positions needed in the Department of Justice to do those outside investigations.
Yeah, this is a law that they passed last session that said when there's a police-involved shooting, we're going to have an outside investigation in Wisconsin, so it won't be the local police department investigating a local police officer. In practice, that's meant that police departments turn to the Department of Justice for these investigations. The Department of Justice asked for people to help handle these investigations because they are time intensive. Governor Walker's budget gave them nothing. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee gave the DOJ almost what they asked for, four positions to do these police investigations. And kind of side note to that, we have a big the result of a big one of those investigations coming out tomorrow, Tuesday. Dane County's DA says that the report on the Tony Robinson shooting will be released to the public. He gave his 48 hours notice yesterday.
Yes, and we will be following up on that decision on Wednesday during our big question segment from 7 until 8. Boy, we're really running short on time. Let's talk about this audit for WEDIC and the governor now saying, never mind that plan to merge WEDIC with another agency.
Yeah, the WEDIC audit basically said that a lot of the problems that an audit identified a couple years ago, that it, namely that WEDIC isn't following the law or its own policies when it comes to providing information and transparency about awarding these jobs tax credits, it is still doing that, that it's continuing to break the law and its own policies in the way that it handles those. And so just a few hours later, Governor Walker issued a statement, didn't reference the audit, but it came out almost immediately after the audit was released, said that he was dropping his plans to merge WEDIC with the with WEDA, Wisconsin Housing, and thinking on the fly is hard sometimes.
Urban development or something.
and so that is, that was one of the governor's kind of big ideas that he was presenting, as he framed it, before the budget. He wanted to have this UW system authority. That's gone now. He wanted to have these agency mergers. This is the biggest one. It's gone now. And that audit has definitely raised some eyebrows, even among majority Republicans. So we'll see what happens to WEDIC's budget in this.
Less than a minute, Sean. The week ahead, what will you be covering?
Oh, boy, we've got all this budget stuff. We've got a full calendar in the state assembly. They're going to be voting on bills that limit the foods that can be purchased with food share, restriction on certain junk foods, drug testing for food share recipients, drug testing for unemployment insurance. They're going to concur in this bill that would make Wisconsin, give Wisconsin a 70-mile-per-hour speed limit on rural interstates. Saturday, we've got the Republican State Convention. Busy, busy week.
Well, we'll talk to you again next week, I hope.
All right.
All right. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio's state government reporter.